So what we have got to do, because it is serious, it is not fraudulent activity, as the president is talking about. It is treason. And with treason, you have got to take some very dramatic actions. And I believe the president, by invoking his executive order and the Insurrection Act, should then also declare martial law. He should suspend habeas corpus and start arresting those people, because we know who they are. And we should start arresting them. And we're going to need military tribunals, because it's obvious the corruption. We have both foreign and domestic enemies here. And that's why I believe he should take this urgent action and declare a martial law, suspend the Electoral College meeting on 14 December, and suspend the Inauguration Act on 20 January. This is too serious to use the normal procedures we're using. You must enact those actions I just briefed everybody.
Welcome to the Watchman's Cry Remnant Watcher, the program that equips the saints and prepares God's people for the return of Christ.
Hello, my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry Remnant Watcher. I'm Nathan Liao, and the website is watchmanscry.com. Now, that clip that you just heard at the beginning of this program was a clip by 3-star General McInerney when he was a guest on a recent program. He's pushing for martial law, and he is saying that Trump needs to suspend the Constitution and have military tribunals to round up the Democrats or anyone who is in opposition to him that may have participated in fraudulent activity, or those who looked the other way when it was taking place, complicit. So what we're hearing right now, ladies and gentlemen, is historical. And he's not the only one. General Michael Flynn, who Trump just pardoned just a few days ago, has also been making the rounds on different programs. He's saying the same thing. In fact, today he took out a full-page ad in a Washington, D.C. newspaper, and the ad was by a group called We the People. And this group of people is calling for the president to invoke martial law to hold a new election under the control of the military, to suspend habeas corpus. So if that goes away, that means detention indefinitely. That means concentration camps. That means you disappear and no one hears from you again. Now, these two generals they're making the rounds right now for the president to do this. At the same time, the media is laughing at it. They're saying it's a joke. Trump's not going to do this. It will never happen. But folks, it is happening right now. They're preparing us for it, and they're letting all of us know what's coming. What's coming, Nathan? A dictatorship is coming. Trump turning into a dictator and a tyrant is coming, ladies and gentlemen. This is not something that I just came up with. This is something that I have been warning about for 5 years. I have been expecting him to do this, because I also have another very uncomfortable observation, and that is that Trump's starting to look like the Antichrist. He resembles the son of perdition. And if he is the guy, then we can expect that he's going to take over the United States, and then he's going to become a dictator, and the Constitution's going to be gone, and here we are, folks. The United States will begin following in the same footsteps of Hitler. That's happening right now. And the thing that's very sad about this is that the church is being prepared for it. The church is being conditioned and desensitized to these things that are coming. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to just stop with the Democrats. He's going to come after the church. He's going to come after the free press. He's going to come after those who are citizen journalists and ministers and voices for God. Eventually, Trump is going to come after you. The future for us as free people in the United States is going away. Folks, there's so many things to talk about. We have the COVID mess. We have the vaccine. We have the mandatory measures that are coming about the vaccine. And in upcoming programs, we're going to be talking about that as well as many other things. But today, we're going to discuss the topic at hand, which is the bald eagle is getting hijacked by the golden eagle of Trump. It's happening before our eyes. And at the rate things are going and the way that the wheels are turning behind the scenes, I expect that in the next few weeks, this thing is going to explode. Because when the Democrats start noticing that this thing is real, the response of American citizens who voted for Biden, it's going to be very flammable, caustic, explosive. There's no other way to put it. Civil war. Now, General Flynn and General McInerney have stated that if Trump does not declare martial law and use the military domestically to hold a new election, then civil war is the only other answer. You know, folks, that's a hint right there. What it means is we're going to go into a police state military lockdown with curfews and control. Because the only way for them to prevent civil war and riots in the street is to have the military occupying the entire country. And that's going to take a lot of manpower. That's going to take the National Guard. It's going to take the regular military. It's going to take a lot of people to try to squelch the violence and the riots that are going to rise up out of this thing. And there's no way that they can cover the entire country. There's no way. So when this thing becomes real and when Democrats start realizing what Trump is doing, mayhem is going to ensue. Now, I need to stress so that those of you who may be new to this program that I do not trust Biden. I am a political atheist. I don't trust either side. They're both criminals and they're both crooks. So I do not want a Biden or Harris administration. I don't. But at the same time, I don't want a Donald Trump tyrannical antichrist administration either. But that's the choices that we have. They're making you choose between a communist and a tyrant. Another word for that is the Hegelian dialectic, which is to offer two opposite opposing views that the powers that be control. The powers that be control Biden and they control Trump. But I really don't think that Biden was intended to win. I also want to say this, if by some miracle, folks, key word, miracle, if by some miracle Trump does not declare martial law and do what his generals want him to do, it will be by the grace of God that that doesn't happen. But then we're going to have to experience another death by a thousand cuts of Biden and Harris for 4 years, which, by the way, might not even make it the entire 4 years. I'm going to talk about a lot of things on this program, so I want to invite you to please listen to this program in its entirety. If you have to, listen to it several times and Google the things that I'm sharing. If you don't believe what I'm saying, if you're a Trump supporter and you're saying no way, all you got to do is Google it. I am not afraid of the facts. I am not afraid of proof. Now, most likely the majority of you that are listening are either patriots or diehard American freedom-loving constitutionalists, which is good, or you're a Trump supporter. Maybe you're an evangelical, but there's a high probability that a number of you really do like Donald Trump. You support him and you don't like anyone criticizing him. But I want to say this, folks. I'm a Bible-believing evangelical Christian. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus is coming soon. There is a devil. And the only answer for us is to put our faith and our trust in the salvation of God, in the blood-bought salvation that he provided for us on the cross. And then we have to be watchful and vigilant and pay attention to the things that are coming. The things that are coming are a four-letter word, folks. A four-letter word that begins with D, and that word is doom. That is what's coming. You know, there's some folks out there that freak out and get upset and write me hate mail and contact me and say, Nathan, all you're doing is spreading fear, doom. You're just trying to scare everybody and shame on you, et cetera, et cetera. You know what, folks? These things are written in the Bible. They are going to happen, and we're watching the beginning of them now. The United States is under siege right now. It's under siege, folks. So we're going to have to talk about the threat with a Biden-Harris presidency and the threat with a tyrant like Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, please try to listen to this information with the mind of Christ, with Bible prophecy in perspective. Please keep those things in mind because there's a tendency for people to get wrapped up in the flag and red, white, and blue, and that the remedy is a remedy of man, 1776. Yeah, back then, that was a good remedy, but we're no longer in the same time period. We are at the end of time. And to want to fight one-dimensionally to save the United States of America, when in truth, we need to be looking at the situation in four dimensions. We need to include the spiritual and the Bible. So if Christians get wrapped up in trying to just save the United States, but then Jesus shows up in the clouds, they're going to say, oops, I guess I was concentrating on the wrong thing. And that's where we are, folks. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians are becoming very nationalistic and patriotic, and it's the same history that we observed in Naziville when Hitler took over. It's repeating. And the other thing to keep in mind is as these events transpire and as Trump begins to label the opposition as enemies of the state, enemies of the people, your enemy, enemies of your future, etc., etc., it's going to be necessary to not get caught up in it and become a part of the murderous, bloodthirsty horde that wants to just string up the opposition and put them up against the wall and shoot them. Christians are now talking about this. In some of the battleground states, election officials are getting death threats and their family members are getting death threats. horrible messages and horrible texts about raping the wives. It's getting bad, folks. It is so important that you do not allow yourself to get caught up in the mayhem, because this is all engineered. This is being done on purpose. This was planned years in advance. And the purpose of this is to get everybody riled up and involved, and also to pick a side. They want you to pick red or blue. They want to force you to do that. So it's going to get weird. It's going to get ugly. And we're going to talk about all that because, ladies and gentlemen, America's in trouble. In the natural, we're in trouble. Now, yes, Jesus is going to come eventually and save us, redeem us. But until then, it's going to get bad. It's going to get wicked. It's going to be very, very delusional. And it's important that we maintain our spiritual framework, because it's here. It is here. The United States of America is in a mess. And the flames of destruction are around the corner. Bloodshed, violence, and brother against brother is approaching. We are on the eve of destruction, ladies and gentlemen. And beyond the horizon is the drum of war and the hooves. The red horse of the apocalypse is approaching right now. And it's galloping toward the United States of America and then the entire world. We have civil war coming, and we also have regular war coming. A war with Iran is brewing. A war with China is brewing. A war with Russia is brewing. Within the conflict that is coming, God is going to use the events to determine where the hearts of men are. He's going to use it to determine where the heart of the church is. He's going to use it to determine where your heart is, my friend, where your loyalty is, where your priorities are. And here's the question, folks. When these things arrive, where will your heart be? Will your heart be in the sold-out determination to preserve the kingdom of man? Or will your heart be found with faith and with patience and with obedience and with understanding, with your eyes open to what's really going on? The things that are coming are so diabolical and so devious and so delusional that, let me say this, that many of the people who call themselves Christians are going to fall. They're going to fall by the wayside. They're going to fall into a snare. They're going to fall into a pit. And the true nature of their hearts is going to be revealed. Why do you say that, Nathan? Because we're watching history repeat itself. We're watching biblical history repeat itself. In summary, we're witnessing a repeat of God's people surrounded by Babylon, just like the children of Israel, the Jews, were surrounded by Babylon in the book of Jeremiah, when Babylon showed up and Jerusalem fell under siege for a year and a half. And then Nebuchadnezzar was able to take the city after he used his siege work weapons to bust down the gates. It took him a while, but he finally did it. And then Babylon took over, and the people became slaves of Babylon. That's what we're witnessing right now. The people of God are being surrounded by the engineers of Babylon, who are going to bring their siege tools and surround the church and place them into slavery. And for a season, the church will live in slavery, because it's the end times. And the Bible tells us it's going to happen. The great tribulation will transpire and scorch this world and bring pain and bloodshed. Jesus warned us about this in Matthew 24 and in Mark 13 and in the book of Revelation and in the book of Isaiah. It's throughout the Bible. The end times are here, and the fuse is about to be lit in the United States of America. By the way, I want to welcome all of you who have joined in. And I want to ask, ladies and gentlemen, that you please share this program with everyone that you know. Share it with your friends, family members, spiritual leaders, your pastors, relatives. They're going to need to know what's going on. Because as the events transpire, there's going to be a lot of confusion. There's going to be a lot of deception that's going to rewrite the narrative and spin the narrative into a great big fat lie. And here's what's going to be disappointing. The narrative of lies and delusion and deception, it's going to be spread by conservative Christians and evangelical Christians and members of the conservative Republican Party. They're going to also be spreading the narrative of lies and delusion. Nathan, how can you say that? I can say that because I'm watching it happen right now. I'm watching what's going on right now with the election fiasco and the fighting that's going back and forth between the blue and the red states, the politicians of said states. I'm hearing the rhetoric. And ladies and gentlemen, without divine intervention, without God stepping in, if God does not step in for America right now, as you're listening to this program, if he doesn't intercede, civil war is coming. Assassinations and assassinations of political leaders is coming. A Trojan coup is coming. And as a result, Animal Farm is coming. For those of you that aren't familiar, that was one of George Orwell's books. It's the story of man's history, where we have seen leadership make promises. Political leaders, Caesars, czars, princes, kings, presidents, premiers, chancellors make promises, but then they turn out to be tyrants and dictators. That is what is coming. We're also going to see martial law take place eventually. We're going to see burning cities. We're going to see several false flag events. And unfortunately, we're also going to see a body count. And all of these things are going to happen with the goal to fracture the United States of America and bring this nation to its knees, to divide the country and balkanize it, to destroy the strength of America and its power, to take the pride and the arrogance of Americans and rob them of their confidence and bring them to their knees. And the flag of old glory, with its 50 stars and its red and white stripes, is going to be shredded. It's going to be torn. It's going to be ripped apart, just like the nation's going to be ripped apart. Because, ladies and gentlemen, as I stated in a previous program, in the days ahead, there will be blood. And out of the ashes, we're going to see tyranny rise up. We're going to see a police state rise up. And we're going to see the shackles that are being forged right now placed around the arms and the legs and the necks of Americans. We're going to see jackboot thugs in the streets. We're going to see military contractors and mercenaries in the streets doing the bidding for the White House. And if God does not step in, we're going to see all of this take place. And also, there's a good chance we're going to see Donald Trump stay in the White House. And as he does, at first there will be great celebration from his supporters. There will be people who marvel at his victory, and there will be people who shout praise toward him. They will cheer and congratulate him for his determined win, for not giving up. And he will be touted as a hero in the early days. He will be renowned in other countries as the savior of the West, as the fighter against communism and globalism, as the hero who is defending them, as the freedom fighter who has been victorious and brave against the swamp creatures and the deep state. He will be acknowledged and he will be recognized as their king. And thus, ladies and gentlemen, in so doing, Donald Trump will become the first king of America, and then the king of Israel, and then the king of the Western world. But it's not going to stop there, because as the days continue, we will see his true colors, and we will see that he has great wrath inside his heart, and great foment, with a score to settle with all of those who turned on him. And if he has his way, ladies and gentlemen, write this down and mark it and remember it. Remember that you heard Nathan Liao warning you about it. If Donald Trump has his way, then he is going to use his power to arrest politicians and journalists and lawyers and ex-business associates, regular citizens, members of the clergy, and those who try to speak out against him. They will be abducted and arrested. Some will be jailed and some will be executed. And as this is going on, it's going to be endorsed by Christians who will cheer and celebrate and be happy that finally the promise that they had been hearing for 4 years from a strange person who calls himself Q, they have been hearing the promises from Q that Trump is fighting deep state and is going to arrest all of them and make them pay. When these things begin to happen, we will not see them with the privilege to face their accusers in court. No, that's not how dictators work, folks. There will be very quick and swift tribunals where they will be ushered off to prisons, never to be seen or heard from again. And when they're out there, they will be dealt with in very harsh manner, just like Hitler treated his accusers and aggressors and enemies. We're going to see that happen, folks, if God does not stop it. Why would Christians cheer this, Nathan? Come on. Are you talking about evangelicals? Yes, I am. I'm talking about the Trump supporters who are going to allow themselves to be caught up in this delusion that I'm talking about right now. They will cheer and celebrate because their judgment has been hijacked and weaponized, and their roots of loyalty have been tampered with by the greatest scheme of mankind, folks, which is part of the great deception, the great delusion that God said he was going to send. And folks, I need to stress that these things that are taking place right now and that are going to happen and that are planned to take place in this country, these things are a scheme. They are a deception. It's a delusion that has a portion of truth in it. And I have to stress that. There is some truth in it. And why do I say that? Because it's the classic formula of the serpent. Because the serpent does that. He throws in some truth and a lot of cunning, and then he tempts with a lie. And then we have the fall of man. And then if we fast forward to the end of time, which is on the horizon, we can read in the Bible, in the book of Revelation chapter 13, that the red dragon, who is also Satan, deceives the entire world. Because that's what he's been doing his entire stay here on this planet. He deceives. And he's been deceiving for thousands of years. If you think that you are immune to deception, my friend, the Bible says we must take heed lest we fall. And it also says only the ones that have wisdom will understand. But we can also read in the Bible that the people who follow the wisdom of the world, Psalms 1:1, blessed is the man who does not walk by the counsel of the ungodly. In other words, without wisdom of God. Blessed is the man that doesn't listen to people who do not operate by the principles of God that are found in the Bible. Blessed is the man that doesn't listen to the non-Christian warmonger and the non-Christian patriot who just wants to pull the trigger on his AR-15 and shoot some Democrats. Because this thing's going down, folks. The kingdom of man is going to burn. Jesus is coming soon, and he is going to make every nation, bow down to him. They will all be under his feet, every one of them, including the United States of America. The United States of America is not a country that is immune from the attacks of the devil, from evil. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that seem to have forgotten that, and they think that God favors the United States over all the other countries of the world, because God is not a respecter of persons. God does not give special treatment to the United States of America just because it says in God we trust, because most folks don't trust God who used that money. Nathan, those evil Democrats are trying to steal the election. They're evil. So God's going to rescue America from them, and he has sent us Donald Trump to do that. No, no, folks. That's not what's going on. Donald Trump has a role to play. He's an actor, ladies and gentlemen. And he has been chosen and recruited and groomed and trained and prepared. He has been preparing for this thing for a long time. And he's doing his role to bring civil war to America so that martial law will come, so that flames will come, so that the United States will fall. He's going to take us to war with Iran. That is going on right now. He's picking a fight with Iran, but it's all happening while we're being distracted with the election and with COVID. Oh, and he's also sending a vaccine to everybody on the planet.
We still want to make sure that it comes as fast, as expeditiously, but as safely as possible, because we know by that each day that passes, there are more American lives at stake. So we want to make sure it comes out as quickly as the data allows it to. And we will have 40 million doses by the end of the year, which is a tremendous achievement, not just to have gotten a vaccine in this time, but to have produced 40 million in advance. It's having a businessman as president. It's the Trump vaccine.
It's the Trump vaccine. It's the Trump vaccine.
He engineered a vaccine. He even tweeted. He's taking the credit for the vaccine, folks. You know that evil vaccine that most of you are talking about and concerned about and warning your friends about? You know that vaccine that a lot of patriots seem to be up in arms about, and they're mad at Fauci and the pharmaceutical companies? You know that vaccine that they're going to force everyone to get and then have a vaccine pass and you can't fly or have a job or have a bank account? The vaccine that's going to be tied to a lot of nefarious things? You know that vaccine that's going to poison everyone and change your DNA? That was by Trump. And Trump made it clear in his tweet, make sure everyone remembers it was from me. So if you're a Trump supporter and you're mad about the vaccine, you need to look at the person in charge of the vaccine program.
Who's in charge of that Operation Warp?
You know who's in charge of it? Honestly, I am. I'll tell you, I'm really in charge of it. I could say somebody else. I will say we're dealing with, as you know, the general and the admiral. But I'm in charge.
Operation Warp Speed is Donald Trump's baby. So if you're a Trump supporter and you're concerned about Biden stealing the election, because when he gets into office, it's going to force everyone to have the vaccine, please don't ignore the giant elephant in the room, which is the vaccine came from Trump. So whether or not Trump stays in office, the vaccine came from him. But But at this point in time, I am expecting him to stay in office. And so far, this presidential election is transpiring in a manner that has so much evil deception in it that it boggles the mind. They've already mapped this thing out, ladies and gentlemen. They have the techniques to control the behavior of Americans. They have mastered the plan. They understand the psychology and they know how to apply it. They know how to steer the public from individuals to groups. They know how to control the outcome. They understand how to get under the skin of everyone in America. They understand the buzzwords, the dynamics of your thinking. They understand the social mentality of Americans. They understand how to use propaganda and the media and information to influence every one of you into doing a certain type of behavior that they already are expecting. They understand all of these things, folks. They understand the psychology of Americans. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, they know how to exploit your ethics and your principles. They have the tools to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, they have been working on this for years and years and years. What we're watching right now is another PSYOP, a psychological operation against you and against your family members, against Americans and against this nation. They know what they're doing, and they are purposely forcing the majority of Americans, which means you, they are forcing you to want to pick a side. And if so far you're holding out and you said, I'm not going to pick a side, I won't. They have also anticipated that. And they know in the first wave of this psychological operation, most people will pick their own sides. And as it stands right now, most people who participated in the election have already picked a side. So the people who might not have voted, or those who say, I'm not going to be a part of this, I'm not going to take part in the anger or the hate or the violence or any of that. Guess what, folks? They're going to force you to have to, because the things that are coming are going to force everyone to have to pick a side, to make a choice, and to show where their allegiance is. Nathan, how can you say this? Here's why I can say it, folks. Because Satan is behind it. The principalities of darkness are behind it. Very powerful spiritual beings, entities, and evil spirits have mastered it. They have done this already in other kingdoms. They have done this already in other nations. Kingdoms that have come and gone. Nations that have come and gone. World political leaders who have come and gone. They've already mastered it with them. So this thing that is taking place right now with the election scandal, and Donald Trump is trying to turn it around, and they're using, at this point so far, legal channels, hearings, and requests for trials, and recounts, audits. They are doing all of that to get to a goal. And the goal is going to be this, ladies and gentlemen. The goal is going to be that in the next few weeks, we're either going to have Joe Biden as the choice or Donald Trump. On December 14th, there's going to be a convention, and the states will show up with an elector to cast their vote for the president of the United States. Every state gets one vote. Traditionally, those states have gone by the tally of the popular vote, and that's who they cast the vote for. Because whoever wins the state, the votes are counted, and then it gets certified by the Secretary of State, and then that vote from that state goes to the convention that is coming December 14th, and that state will cast a vote until all 50 states cast their vote, and the one with the majority wins. That's one of the choices where this thing's going to end up. It's going to end up by the states, the legislators of each state making a vote, either for Trump or Biden. And we have states that are in question, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Trump wants them. Trump has sent lawyers to those states to investigate the anomalies. And yes, there are anomalies. In addition to the anomalies, we have witnesses who have come forward and signed affidavits, which is punishable by perjury and contempt of court and jail time if someone signs an affidavit and lies. It's fraud. So affidavits are very powerful, and there are hundreds of people who have come forward and signed affidavits saying they witnessed election fraud and election mishandling. So there's no question of whether or not there was fraud that took place. Witnesses are coming forward, and Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is talking about it, and he's exposing it, and he's sharing it with everyone. And then we have Trump's lady lawyer, Sidney Powell, and Lynn Wood, also another lawyer who is helping out. And these lawyers are going back and forth through the battleground states, and they are using up all of their resources. They're going through the channel of possibilities, through regular channels of a recount, and then an audit, and then a protest, an appeal, a request for a hearing, etc. They're doing all of that. And one by one, the proof of fraud is being exposed and revealed more and more. It's all over the place. Unfortunately, the media is denying it. The media is claiming that nothing happened. The news is saying nothing happened. And this is what's brilliant about this entire scheme, that while the proof of election fraud is being exposed, the media is doing its role to say, no, it didn't. So that Biden supporters will believe that it's not happening, that it didn't happen. So Biden supporters do not think that fraud happened, but Trump supporters are hearing that it did. And the lawyers who are exposing all of this are making the rounds on radio shows, conservative shows like Newsmax and Fox, and they're talking about all of the election fraud. It's also been reported in alternative media news sites. So Trump's people are hearing about the fraud. Biden's people are not. Trump has several options, either a coup, like we spoke about at the beginning of the program, or it could also play out in the state legislature where the states will choose him. Or there's another possibility, Trump will go to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court will throw out some of the tarnished votes. Trump has several options. And of course, the one that looks the worst is for him to bring martial law, suspend the Constitution, and all that noise. But if he stays in office through the state legislators or the Supreme Court, I still expect that Donald Trump's going to change some of the laws that will allow him to have leeway toward abuse and tyranny. But all of these things are part of a big plan. They're part of a big scheme so that Trump will be the victor. And the reason I expect him to win, ladies and gentlemen, is because Trump needs to continue the work that he started. He needs to finish the work that he started. And you see, folks, if Donald Trump is the Antichrist, I don't want it to be on my conscience that I voted for the Antichrist. If he's not the Antichrist and he turns out to just be a tyrant and a dictator, I do not want that on my conscience that I voted for the guy. If he gets reelected and he stays in office, people are going to die. Our men and women of the military are going to go to war and they're going to die, or they're going to come back maimed. It's going to destroy a lot of people. We're talking about real war. And in this upcoming war, we're actually going to fight a formidable opponent. In addition to that, if Donald Trump stays in office, people are going to die because of the Civil War. Nathan, how can you say that? Don't you know he's God's man? Don't you know he's in there by the will of God? Well, maybe he is. But he's not in there to be the savior of America. And he's not in there as the heroic liberator, also known as David or Samson or John the Baptist or Elijah or Cyrus or any of those guys. I'm going to share the truth, ladies and gentlemen. We have 4 years already of Trump lying to everybody. We have 4 years of Trump being a bully. We have 4 years of Trump not draining the swamp, opening the door to billionaires, and handing out the world like lollipops to his billionaire friends with his PPPs, his public-private partnerships, Blackstone, BlackRock, Steve Schwarzman, Larry Fink. These are billionaires that he has handed the world to. Nathan, what are you talking about? I've been talking about this for years, for 4 years. I've been sharing this. Trump is for freedom. He's for the little guy. Really? That's why he went to Saudi Arabia in his first year of presidency and put his hand on the giant Palantir crystal ball and christened the new NSA / Saudi Arabian spy headquarters to spy on the whole Middle East. Remember that orb thing that he put his hands on? With the dictator of Saudi Arabia, the monarch dictator, and the dictator of Egypt. Trump has shown us who he is. He has been proving who he is. You know, I've been listening to some of the interviews from the attorneys who are working for him on this election. Lynn Wood, he's one of them. Lynn Wood is a celebrity attorney who represented Richard Jewell. You remember Richard Jewell when we had the Olympics a few decades ago, and Richard Jewell was the suspect for a bomb that went off in the Olympics in Atlanta, Georgia? And it turned out that he wasn't the guy. Well, Linwood defended him. And he also defended JonBenet Ramsey's parents, as well as others. He's a celebrity attorney. And Linwood is now representing Donald Trump and is trying to overturn the election. And him and Sidney Powell are working together. Sidney Powell is the other attorney, and you've probably seen her as well. She's very smart. She's very articulate in explaining the anomalies. But Linwood said something, and I just heard him in the last day or two. He said that Donald Trump is going to win because Donald Trump, he basically painted Donald Trump like some liberator, savior of America. And Donald Trump's going to clean up all the corruption, and he is so glad to be involved in this because Donald Trump is going to, quote-unquote, drain the swamp.
Linwood, tell us about your victory last night. The American public is going to learn the truth. But there's a large number of people in this country, John, that simply do not want to accept the fact that we are a free society. They've developed this propaganda against Donald Trump, who, if you look at the facts, has served this country well and has kept his campaign promises from 2016. One of those promises was to drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp. Look at that sign. Drain the swamp in Washington, D.C. Look at that. You know, I said to somebody the other day, and even today, drain the swamp. We put it in about 2 days ago. I said, drain the swamp. I didn't like it. I didn't like the expression, drain the swamp in Washington. So I said it 3 days ago. The place went crazy. I said, you know what? I'm starting to like that expression. And now it's a hot, it's like trending all over the world, drain the swamp in Washington. So we like that expression.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump has not drained the swamp. Donald Trump is a swamp creature, and he can no longer say he's an outsider because he has been a politician now for 4 years. So he is officially a politician. Once you're a politician and you participate in political things, you're no longer an outsider. So he cannot use that he's just a businessman in office. No, his buddies are swamp creatures. And he populated his cabinet the first time around with swamp creatures. Steve Mnuchin was the CEO of Goldman Sachs, and he made him the Treasury Secretary. He made Wilbur Ross the Commerce Secretary. Wilbur Ross is an alumni of the Rothschild Bank. I don't know how further or deeper you can get as a swamp creature than the Rothschild Bank. And Wilbur Ross worked for them a few years ago. And in fact, he oversaw the bankruptcy of Donald Trump when Donald Trump went bankrupt with the Taj Mahal. Remember that, folks, in the 90s? And he had to go to the bankers and they made a deal, an arrangement. They actually had the choice of make him go bankrupt, strip everything away, take all his possessions. And there's several bankruptcies that a person can go through. There's Chapter 7, there's Chapter 11, there's Chapter 13. There's the restructuring one. And then there's the one where they just take everything away. Well, Donald Trump got a second chance. And he was given some deals. Why? Because Donald Trump had borrowed money from the Rothschild Bank. So Donald Trump owed them. Fast forward to his presidency 25 years into the future. And we see that Wilbur Ross was then put into his cabinet. Now, is that a coincidence? And there is no way to spin this, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a Trump supporter, there is no way for you to make an excuse for that. He placed a swamp creature into his cabinet, and he gave the key of the United States economy to the Rothschild swamp creature because he was the Commerce Secretary. For Donald Trump to claim he was going to drain the swamp and then do that proves he didn't drain the swamp. Over the years, he populated his cabinet with a bunch of CEOs of Bilderberg-led companies. So getting back to what I was saying, Lynn Wood today was talking about how he's so happy to be involved in this because he's working for the good side, basically, or he believes he is, because Trump's going to drain the swamp. Well, I just explained to you that he didn't. And if you don't believe what I'm telling you, Google it, folks. Google Larry Fink, BlackRock. Google Steve Schwarzman, Blackstone. Google those guys. Donald Trump did not drain the swamp. But now we had an election and there was a lot of malfeasance that took place. That means shady stuff. That means lying, cheating, stealing. So now we have Trump's lawyers who are working for him, as well as politicians. And these lawyers are saying some things that are very, very caustic and very dangerous. But they're being done on purpose because the rhetoric that's coming from these lawyers, as well as spiritual leaders, is that the people who tried to steal the election need to be arrested and shot by a firing squad. Now that was Joe DiGenova. Who, Nathan? Joe DiGenova. He's a former district attorney for the District of Columbia, and he was talking about some of the problems with the election. And there was another individual who used to work for Donald Trump, and then he got fired, who stated that there was no shady stuff that happened in the election. So you have one individual denying it, and then Joe DiGenova was interviewed. Let me go ahead and play this. Listen to this, folks.
Mail-in balloting is inherently corrupt, and this election proved it. This was not a coincidence. This was all planned, and anybody who thinks that this election went well, like that idiot Krebs, who used to be the head of...
Oh, yeah, the guy that was on 60 Minutes last night.
That guy is a Class A moron. He should be drawn and quartered, taken out at dawn and shot.
Joe, what happens next? The last question, what happens next?
Okay, did you hear that, folks? The interviewer is talking to this ex-district attorney, and he laughs when he says that. When the person says that they should murder the guy that doesn't think there was any problems with the election, he should be murdered. He should be murdered. It didn't say tried or arrested or accused of treason. No, because he said that, he should be shot and murdered. Well, since that came out, there have been death threats given to election officials, people who they had nothing to do with the actual stealing of the election, but they're getting death threats. And today, one of the election officials from the state of Georgia came forward and he made an appeal and he said that this has to stop. Listen to this, folks.
Good afternoon. My name is Gabriel Sterling. I'm the voting system implementation manager for the state of Georgia. And just to give you all a heads up, this is going to be sort of a two-part press conference today. And at the beginning of this, I'm going to do my best to keep it together because it has all gone too far. All of it. Joe DeGeneva today asked for Chris Krebs, a patriot who ran CISA, to be shot. A 20-something tech in Gwinnett County today has death threats and a noose put out saying he should be hung for treason because he was transferring a report on batches from an EMS to a county computer so he could read it. It has to stop. Mr. President, you have not condemned these actions or this language. Senators, you have not condemned this language or these actions. This has to stop. We need you to step up, and if you're going to take a position of leadership, show some. My boss, Secretary Raffensperger, his address is out there. They have people doing caravans in front of their house. They've had people come onto their property. Trisha, his wife of 40 years, is getting sexualized threats through her cell phone. It has to stop. This is elections. This is the backbone of democracy, and all of you who have not said a damn word are complicit in this. It's too much. Yes, fight for every legal vote. Go through your due process. We encourage you. Use your First Amendment. That's fine. Death threats, physical threats, intimidation. It's too much. It's not right. They've lost the moral high ground to claim that it is. I don't have all the best words to do this because I'm angry. The straw that broke the camel's back today is, again, this 20-year-old contractor for a voting system company just trying to do his job. Just there. In fact, I talked to Dominion today and I said he's one of the better ones they got. His family's getting harassed now. There's a noose out there with his name on it. It's not right. I've got police protection outside my house. Fine. You know, I took a higher profile job. I get it. Secretary ran for office. His wife knew that too. This kid took a job. He just took a job. And it's just wrong. I can't begin to explain the level of anger I have right now over this. And every American, every Georgian, Republican and Democrat alike should have that same level of anger. Mr. President, it looks like you likely lost the state of Georgia. We're investigating. There's always a possibility. I get it. And you have the rights to go through the courts. What you don't have the ability to do, and you need to step up and say this, is stop inspiring people to commit potential acts of violence. Someone's going to get hurt. Someone's going to get shot. Someone's going to get killed. And it's not right. It's not right. And y'all, I don't have anything scripted. This is, like I said, I'm going to do my best to keep it together. All of this is wrong. The DeGeneva, who said for Chris Krebs to get shot, is a former U.S. attorney. He knows better.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are real people that are involved in this. These aren't just people with blue faces or people with a sticker, I'm a Democrat and I hate God and I hate America and I hate you. I hate your kids. I don't love anyone. I'm the devil. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about Americans who maybe they voted blue. Maybe they voted for Joe Biden because they're sick of Donald Trump. Maybe they are ignorant. Perhaps they were doing it as a protest vote. Maybe they just don't like bullies. Or maybe they got tired of the rhetoric that Donald Trump was giving in the last 4 years. So they might have voted blue. But does that mean they have to die? Does that mean they have to be killed? Does that mean every person who voted Democrat is the devil? No, it doesn't mean that. Unfortunately, we are seeing the reprogramming and the desensitizing of Americans to hate one another, to hate the opposite color. So if you're a blue state and you voted blue, you're a Democrat, you're being programmed now to hate the red. And if you're a conservative, red, you're from a red state, or you voted red, Republican, you're being programmed right now to hate Democrats. Well, Nathan, what do you mean? I've always hated them. I've never liked Democrats. They believe in abortion, so I don't love them. I don't like them. I don't care for them. They're progressive. They believe in LGBT, so I don't care. But you know what, folks? Is that the way that Jesus wants us to behave? Is this the way that Jesus wants his church representing the kingdom of God? Does Jesus want ambassadors who have blood on their hands? Does Jesus want ambassadors who read 1 John that says God is love, but then at the same time want to shoot and string up a member of the opposing political party? Well, Nathan, if they were involved in treason, then they should be shot. They should. Treason. Okay? We're talking treason now. Those are the words that I'm hearing now. They're saying treason. Now, historically, the punishment for treason is the death penalty. So when a Trump lawyer or a Trump supporter or a Trump advocate or spokesperson accuses a Biden supporter of election fraud, anomalies, they're also attaching treason to the accusation. So for the listener that is hearing those words, it jumps from, oh, they messed around with the vote to, oh, now they have to be killed. Now, this needs to be put into perspective. This is going to get bad, first of all. This is going to get so bad, and civil war is coming because Trump supporters are being programmed right now to hate and to dehumanize the opposition. Now, yes, election cheating has taken place, but it's so convoluted, it's so distorted now. The waters are so muddy that in the big picture, when we pull back, Trump supporters are just going to want to go for blood. They're going to want to string up anyone. According to a Republican, those people should be tried for treason and killed with a firing squad. Nathan, come on. People aren't saying that. Really? General Flynn, who was pardoned by Trump, remember him, folks? General Flynn was recently interviewed by Brennan House, a conservative radio talk show personality. And on that program, he talked about all of the election fraud and the things that were going on and the battle that's taking place. And he said that Donald Trump should not leave office. No matter what happens, even if after the 14th of December, if the electors voted for Biden, if Trump is outvoted and it's not in his favor, he said Trump still should not leave office. Trump needs to stay because the election was stolen. And he said that the people need to rise up and the people need to speak out about it. And he also said that the people who participated in election fraud committed treason. They need to be punished, which means they need to be shot. After General Flynn was interviewed by Brennan House, another general was interviewed. He is Lieutenant General McInerney, Thomas McInerney. He's a 3-star general. And some very interesting things were disclosed on this interview. Very interesting. He said that when Sidney Powell was talking about the Kraken, you know, she mentioned on her Twitter feed, release the Kraken. And a lot of Trump supporters who read that tweet thought that she was talking about the mystical Kraken, you know, that octopus creature in the ocean, and that she was speaking allegorically, or maybe she was just describing the lawsuit that she was going to bring. Well, apparently that's not what she was talking about, because General McInerney said that the Kraken was the code word for a battalion of special forces soldiers who went to Frankfurt, Germany during the night of the election and busted into a CIA warehouse where some servers that were following the election in America were housed. And these servers were messing with the numbers. They were adjusting the numbers and they were keeping track of the numbers. And there was a lot of accusations about this, but the general stated, and he claimed that when the Kraken Special Forces Battalion went to this warehouse, there was a firefight with CIA operatives. And they were shooting at each other in Frankfurt, Germany. And he said that some of the soldiers were killed. Now, I saw in another report that the number of killed was 5 of those Special Forces soldiers were killed and 1 CIA officer was killed. No, that's what McInerney said. And then he said that the special forces were able to secure the servers. And those servers were then, they were brought back. And Trump now has a hold of them. And his team was able to open them up, open the server and look into it. And it yielded proof that China and Iran and Russia were involved in an election scandal, in this attempted coup against America, against Donald Trump, and that they were using voter fraud and manufactured numbers so that Biden could win. And then he went on to say that the numbers that were messed with is almost like about 10 million fake votes were given to. When I looked at all the numbers of how he won and the claims of the official number versus what the real number is, it's about 10 million. It's pretty high up there. He also went on to share that there's another software program called Hammer and Scorecard, which is a voter fraud software system invented by the CIA that has been used for decades to infiltrate other elections around the world. And the United States has used this software to place puppets in power and to cause the chosen candidate of the United States foreign policy deciders to win the election in their country. So basically what he was saying was that the CIA has used this software and these servers that are found in Frankfurt in this case, and they also said another one was in Spain, but for this election, that's where they were. He was telling us that the CIA uses these servers to hack into voting machines in elections all around the world, and thus the United States controls the outcome of elections for other countries. In other words, we get involved in the free elections of countries and we place our chosen candidate in there, or the chosen candidate of American foreign policy. So that was admitted. By telling us that these things exist, also reveals that the United States is not the innocent one either. And if the United States has been using this software to frame and control and steer and navigate the outcome of elections for other sovereign nations, it means that we're the bad guys. So then if the CIA was using the same software to monitor or even influence the Biden-Trump election, then now it's suddenly bad. And if China and Iran and Russia were involved, then now suddenly China and Russia and Iran are suddenly bad when we've been doing it ourselves to other countries? That's hypocritical, folks. Nevertheless, this is what he said. And he said that the election is a fraud and the server will prove it. So because of that, all of the people who took part in this fraud have committed treason against America. And he said it involves politicians. It involves even all the way to the top, all the way to Obama and Hillary. They knew about it. He hinted that all the participants who knew about it committed treason. And as a result, they are enemies of the state. And if they are guilty of these things, then according to the law of the land and history, people who have committed treason are worthy of death. So now let's look at this all together. What does this mean? This means General Flynn is now labeling the opposition as treasonous. Well, Nathan, what's wrong with that? They did commit treason. They were involved in that. Okay. Yes, they were. If it's true that they either knew about it or were complicit about it, then yes, they're guilty. But I want to remind everyone that this is not the first election where this has taken place. Because in 2016, in the Hillary-Trump election, the same thing happened, folks. But in that election, the voting machines were switched in Trump's favor so that he could win. They were used so that he could win. The mail-in ballots were used so Trump could win. And in my previous show, I talked about that. A commercial took place. Hillary was ahead before the commercial. And then you come back and suddenly Trump was ahead in 1 minute. And the numbers were like in the thousands. I saw that happen for several states in the first election. So this is not the first time this has taken place. And if we go back to the election before that, the Obama-Romney election, let me ask this, folks. Let me ask you a question. If you're a Trump supporter or not, do you think it's possible that Obama's election was rigged? His victory was rigged when he went against Mitt Romney? Is it possible that it was rigged? Is it possible that there were stolen votes? Is it possible that the voting machines were flipped and some of the votes for Romney were given to Obama? Is that possible? And then if we go back to the 08 election, remember that one? Remember when Obama beat John McCain? Do you think any shady stuff took place in that election? Do you think McCain had votes stolen in that election? Were any numbers flipped? What do you think, folks? And then what about the Bush-Gore election? If you could answer yes to any of those questions for any of those elections, the Bush-Gore, the Obama-McCain, the Obama-Romney. If you could testify and say that in your heart of hearts you believe that those elections are also skewed and the numbers are manipulated, then we have to also include that the 2016 election did the same thing. And that would mean that Trump's team participated in election fraud to get him into the White House. That's what it would mean. And we also have evidence, because the Department of Justice said it in their investigation, that Russia did help with Trump's victory. So a foreign country helped Donald Trump win the election. That came out. They had the evidence, and the Mueller investigation brought that forward, that Russia helped. Now, you can deny it all you want. If it's hard to believe, if it's hard to accept, if it's hard to receive, a person can believe what they want to believe. But the evidence does show that Russia did the same thing. So now let's look at the present election. Donald Trump's lawyer team is saying that China and Russia were involved to help Biden win, and also Iran. That needs to be placed on the table and considered, because Donald Trump is a very, very vengeful person. And if anyone crosses him with disloyalty, he makes sure that they are punished. He makes sure that the price is paid for their disloyalty.
You know, some of the people that were most loyal to me are people that I didn't think would be. Some of the people that were least loyal to me are people that I think I would have treated them differently. I think I would have treated different groups differently. I would have wiped the floor with the guys that weren't loyal, which I will now do, which is great. You know, I love getting even with people. But
you love getting even.
Oh, absolutely. You don't believe in the eye for the eye? You do. No. I know you well enough. I think you do. But anyway, but...
But tell me, I mean, you're going to get even with some people.
Yeah, I know. If given the opportunity, I will get even with some people that were disloyal to me. I mean, I had a group of people that were disloyal.
But how do you define disloyalty?
They didn't come to my aid.
Well, what did they do? They turned their back on you?
No, but they didn't do small things that would have helped. You see, I'm so loyal to people, and maybe I'm loyal to a fault, but I'm so loyal to people that when somebody's slightly disloyal to me, I look upon it as a great act of horror.
He's very, very adamant about it. If someone's disloyal to him, they hit him once, he'll hit him seven different ways. And he'll try to destroy their career. He'll try to destroy their future. He will try to make it so that they never, ever work again, so that they have punishment from him, all of that, because he's very, very vengeful. Now, in this election, there is a growing list of politicians and media personalities, journalists, business people who Trump is keeping track of that he's going to bring vengeance to. And if he wins this second term, I can expect that a lot of those people, they are going to have some pain from Donald Trump, because he's going to make sure they suffer. This includes other countries. He has been hinting that China, that, you know, the China flu, the Wuhan flu, the flu that they sent over and they were complicit in, and they didn't tell us about it and they didn't warn us about it, and it came from them. And Trump has made it clear that it's from them, and he blames them. So in his second term, he's going to want to punish China for it. He's going to want payback from China, which means either stricter tariffs, stricter immigration policy, or all-out war. He's going to want revenge, folks, against China. Same thing with Russia. He's going to want revenge. And Iran, he's going to want revenge. And North Korea, he's going to want revenge. If anyone makes fun of him, if anybody makes him look stupid, he will get revenge from them. So these things are all taking place right now, and it's very important for us to include the spiritual perspective, ladies and gentlemen. And being that we are in the end times, if you're a Christian and you have stated to anyone in your family or to yourself or to a friend that you believe we're in the end times, then you have to include this. But if we are in the end times, and if the vaccine could be the mark of the beast, then that means that the Antichrist villain is on the scene right now, and the best candidate for the villain is Donald Trump. And if he does happen to stay in office and stay in power, then I expect him to start revealing his true colors and showing that he is the villain. This is not a thus saith the Lord. This is just from me trying to be a student of prophecy and awake and wise. Now, if he is the Antichrist, ladies and gentlemen, then that means that we will be able to start looking into the scriptures and actually seeing that his behavior is following the things we read in the Bible. And one of the things that we need to be watching for is that he's going to turn on Christians. Now, we already have from his first term the rotten fruit that hangs off of his limbs of his constant deception. He acts one way and then does the opposite. He's a liar. And there's already been almost 20,000 documented lies in the first 4 years of his term. It's coming to an end, but he has lied almost 20,000 times. There's been some people keeping track of it. And if you're a Trump supporter and you still want to rah-rah for his antics, I can't stop you from doing that. But my friend, if you're a Christian, you need to be very careful that you don't ally yourself with the son of perdition unknowingly. Nathan, I know better than that. The Lord told me it was Obama. It's not Trump. Yeah, I've heard that one, folks, but Obama's not the president. Trump is at the moment. And if Trump stays in office and declares martial law when this civil war gets started, we're going to see some very creepy things. We're going to see some weird behavior from him. And the Bible tells us he's going to turn his back on the saints. He's going to deceive the saints. He's going to do an about face, and he's going to betray the saints. In the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 25, it says, "He shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High." That means cause fatigue in them. It means rob them of their strength, steal their confidence, fracture their faith, plunder their energy, and plunge them into a sea of brain fatigue. He's going to wear out the saints. He's going to do it in a variety of ways, but one of the ways will be that he causes great confusion. He will purposely cause confusion. So while the saints are believing one thing or wanting to believe one thing, you know, the evangelicals want to believe that he's good because they want to believe that, well, I chose him over Biden, so I'd rather have him instead of Biden and Harris. But then they'll see how he's going to start behaving. And if the antics get weird, if they start observing that he's behaving like a tyrant, that's going to cause them to be worn out. It's going to cause emotional and spiritual fatigue. It's going to cause fear. It's going to cause great worry. Because then the people will be wondering, oh man, what have I gotten myself into? Can he be? I didn't think he was. I've heard some people criticize him and they made me mad when I heard it. Like that crazy guy, that weirdo Nathan Liao from Idaho, always barking about how Trump was this and that. And I never wanted to believe him because I just thought it sounded crazy. And the preacher told me that Trump was good. So I didn't want to believe what Nathan had to say. Even though Nathan had a good argument, I didn't want to believe it. You know what, folks? There's a good chance those days are coming. And when they do happen, my friend, it's okay to come over here to this side. That's one of the privileges of being a grown-up. You can change your mind. You can say, oops. You can say, okay, I'm going to regroup. You can do that, my friend. It's okay. When we go to Revelation 13, and I know I say this on a lot of programs, but I need to say it over and over so that we can get a hold of this. Satan is going to be given permission to make war with the saints and overcome them. It says in Revelation 13, he was given to make war with the saints and overcome them. That means wear them out. That means win. That means get them to stumble. That means deceive them. That means trick them. And these attacks that Satan is going to be given permission over the saints of God, meaning us, that means war has been declared against the church of God. And if you are a Christian, if you're a remnant follower of God, if you believe in Jesus, you've been blood bought and he lives in your heart and you've repented for your sins, my friend, Satan is going to have war against you and your loved ones and your family because God's giving him permission to do it. Well, what does that mean, Nathan? How does that play out? It's going to play out in ways that are not pleasant, in ways that will capsize a lot of people and make people think they're in a blender and make people think that they're being threshed and crushed and parceled and pounded on. War means war, folks. And the enemy's going to do it, and he's going to use the powers at his disposal, the powers of darkness. He's going to use evil spirits and demons. And a lot of those demons are going to take their role, and they're going to do different things. But one of the most powerful roles of darkness in these end times is deception. To get the people to stumble. To get God's people to bite that apple. To deny their faith. To get the people weak in their relationship. To rob you of your assurance of salvation, to make you think that you're not forgiven, to make you swim in condemnation, to demobilize you, to freeze you, to take away your weapon, to make you drop your sword, to make you park your Bible under a pile of dust, to lead you to discouragement. You know, folks, everyone has a weak point or several weak points in their makeup, in their nature. We all have an Achilles heel. Some of it is rejection. Some of it is fear, health, finance, doubt. And some of it is being deceived and having the wrong directions on a map. There's a lot of ways that the enemy is going to make war with the saints. And that's something I'm going to be talking about a lot in upcoming programs. In fact, in a future program, I'm going to talk about the attacks of the enemy, and we're going to break down the actual categories of how he's going to attack Christians in the end times, how he's going to attack you, the different methods, the different ways that actually gives them either more strength or more ability to attack, more permission to attack. And that can happen with breaches by our behavior, bad decisions, our spiritual walks, our spiritual health. There's a lot of variables that determine where a Christian is in their Christian walk, the strength of them, health, the amount of oil that we have in our lamps. There's a lot of things that determine that. We're going to be talking about it, and we're going to talk about how to increase our strength so that when the devil does attack, because he's going to do it. He's going to do it, but we have to have measures that we have taken proactively so that when he does attack, that we are able to counter his attacks and hide in Christ and to use the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal but mighty through God for dealing with those strongholds that he's going to send. So ladies and gentlemen, I know I've said a lot, but there's so much to share right now. Civil war is coming, and one of the things that's taking place right now, and I want to really stress this, my friend. I want to really stress this. Please be very alert and careful about where your allegiance is. And not only your allegiance, but your actual involvements. Please be careful about what you're involved in. Because the enemy, Satan, by the way, this is another one of the tactics. He will make war with the saints and wear them out. One of the things Satan is going to do is to try to fill your heart with rage and hatred so that you will hate your neighbor, so that you will hurt your neighbor, or turn in your neighbor, or betray your neighbor. That's what he wants. He wants to poison you with the sin of Cain, the shedding of blood. Because if he can do that, then unfortunately, it's going to result in reaping. Now, the law of sowing and reaping is a very sure thing. It never makes a mistake. It never forgets. It never overlooks. It doesn't, ladies and gentlemen. When we plant a seed to the spiritual realm, that seed will harvest. And that seed will either harvest good fruit or bad fruit. And God even says in his word, God will not be mocked. In other words, if someone thinks that they can plant bad seeds and then not have a harvest, they're kidding themselves. They're mocking God, because this is a spiritual law. And if a person plants a seed of hatred against their neighbor in this upcoming civil war, or even death or shedding blood or beating up a blue voter. Now, I'm not talking about self-defense, by the way, folks. I'm not talking about an ambush where you're driving your car and there's Antifa blocking the road and then you have to do what you have to do. I'm not talking about that. But I'm saying to support and clap and cheer the bloodshed of some of the people out there who may be in opposition to your political views, or if they're not a sympathizer for Trump, you know, they have to be strung up as well, because that happened during the Third Reich. It turned into, where's your loyalty? Do you support the Fuhrer? And if not, we're not friends. I'm turning you in. You need to go to jail. You need to be reeducated, or you need to be taught a lesson. Folks, don't participate in that. If Trump is the Antichrist, and I'll just use the word freely, if, qualifying it though, if he's the Antichrist, I expect that the antics of Hitler will be in him. He will do the things that Hitler did. And the method of governance, the police state that Hitler used, we will see that with Trump. We will see secret police that will be modernized, but we will see secret police. We will see maybe federal police and even some mercenary contractors who will be given the task of his SS goon squads to go arrest people. We will see that. And whoever gets arrested when the time comes, in order for the general public not to be disturbed by it or bothered that they are arrested and punished, then the people will be labeled as enemies of the state and enemies of the people and enemies of you. They will dehumanize these people. You know, the progressives or those who went for Biden, they will be labeled as enemies, as criminals, insurgents, troublemakers, traitors, as treasonous vermin needing to be punished. How do you know, Nathan? Because that's what the devil has done throughout time. Now, if by some miracle Biden stays in office, I think it'll be a miracle. If perchance, then we're going to have a different conversation in the next few weeks. And we need to be preparing for a different outcome that will last a few years. But then I also have looked at this as well. If Biden wins and they want to keep Biden in office, then we will see a tyrannical takeover of America, and we will see the tools of communism and socialism and destroying of the Second Amendment, of the First Amendment. We will see all of that take place. We will see the mask mandate go federal. We will see the lockdowns continue. we will see the vaccine shoved into your veins, and we will see all the things that go with that, from the RFID trackers, the contact tracers, the hydrogel nanobots that will be placed in there, the 5G energy waves from all the towers that are going to trigger some weird things in the vaccine once it's in the body. We're going to see all of that happen if Biden and Harris are in there. But then, at the same time that this is going on, we will have the Proud Boys, the Trump supporters, the Aryan Nations, the Patriots, the militant ones who will be in opposition, and we could even see civil war as well, and then martial law as well. Let me even take it further, folks, because I was thinking about this. If Trump does not use the constitutional loophole to have the congressional electors vote for him or the Supreme Court, one of the third options could be that civil war happens. Washington, D.C. is set on fire. Because it's civil war, we could see a military coup either bring Trump back into power or leave him in power. It could get crazy, ladies and gentlemen. And if that were to happen, then he would be instilled as the permanent leader of the United States. And I could see that the Constitution will be rewritten to allow Trump to do what Putin does, and that's to be in power for the rest of his life. And then there's a fourth way, and that is if he lays low, but he uses the media and he takes over a media company, and he is able to influence the Republican Party for 3 years. In 3 years from now, the campaigning starts for the 2024 election, because they campaign for a whole year. So in 3 years from now, we could see him try to come back to get either reelected or place his son, Don Jr., in office, which I have been wondering about that one as well. If the Antichrist is not Donald Trump, could it be his son, Don Jr.? That's also another possibility that I have wondered about. Of course, that one is way out there, but I'm just sharing some of the possibilities that could happen. But bringing it back to the present, right now we are in an envelope of time, and by December 14th, actually by December 12th, because that's when they actually start picking the electors, and we will know what the state houses are going to do. We will know what the states are going to do, and we also know what the Supreme Court's going to do. And actually, by then, the country could have already arrested people, or there could be accusations of treason, etc., in the next 2 weeks. So, folks, this thing is a powder keg. But I need to also stress this, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I stated a moment ago that if Trump turns out to be the villain, we can then look into the Bible and see what's happening and try to navigate our lives, our choices, our decisions by the Word of God and what we read in prophecy. We need to make sure that we are aligned with God correctly. But one thing that also needs to be included, it says in Revelation 13, right after the verse that says that Satan will be given to have war against the saints and overcome them, in the following verses it says, he who leads into captivity must go into captivity, and he who kills by the sword with the sword must be killed. So what does that mean? That means that the behavior of people, whether they're Christians or not, will be monitored by God. And if people want to cause others to go into captivity, if someone wants others to be arrested, you know, you turn them in, you lead into captivity, you're turning in your neighbor, betraying your neighbor. The verse says the person who does that will go into captivity. In other words, it sounds like sowing and reaping is going to really be in play. And also, let's throw in this. We can also throw in the eye for an eye will also be come in this sense during the tribulation. It will become one of the spiritual laws taking place, because it also says if anyone kills with the sword, meaning, okay, there's a Biden supporter down the street and I don't like him, and now that we're in chaos and since the cops don't come around anymore, it's pretty much frontier justice and, you know, law by citizens and all that, I'm going to go ahead and take the law into my own hands and take care of the neighbor that I don't like. You know, the neighbor that was mean to me all those years. I'm going to kill him or rough him up or hurt him or just get some revenge. It says in Revelation, ladies and gentlemen, if you do kill him, if you find yourself bloodthirsty and you're into, you can't wait for this civil war and you love shooting Democrats, or you love shooting the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa people because it's just fun. I'm not talking about self-defense. I'm talking about someone glorying in shedding blood. If any person during this time takes part in that and shedding blood just to do it, then the law of sowing and reaping and of eye for an eye will be in motion. And the person that does this will also be killed themselves. But not only that, we could also expect that their family members could get killed out of revenge? Because here's the deal, folks. The spirit of murder has been released over America, and it's starting to infect people. It's starting to infect people, and it's starting to affect people so that even Christian ministers and pastors are in support of this, of killing and shooting the opposition. Now, a few days ago, Rick Wiles from True News was talking about how firing squads have been brought back. His co-host said, well, why is that? And he said, because they're going to take the treasonous people and put them up against the wall and shoot them with a firing squad. In other words, a military tribunal. You know, just execute the treasonous ones. And then Rick Wiles went on to say, because they deserve it. Listen to this.
Firing squad rule change fast-tracked.
Hmm. Right. After the election.
And it wasn't like this was put out there to make it look obvious, like, hey, look what we're going to do. Yeah. It was like...
So why this change, Rick? Why would they fast-track this?
Because they plan to shoot some people. They're going to have a bunch of traitors. They're going to line them up against the wall and start shooting them. Because that's what they deserve. The Democrats, the news media, if the leftists, if scientists, professors have been working secretly with the Chinese Communist Party, then line them up against the wall and shoot them. That's what you do with them.
Okay, because they deserve it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going on with God's leaders. I don't know. By the way, in that verse in Revelation where it says, if you kill with the sword, you must be killed. It goes on to say, this is the faith and patience of the saints. What is? To not do it. Instead of killing or turning people in or betraying them, you know, to the camps or Guantanamo or whatever, we need to be patient. In other words, we need to be looking toward the kingdom of heaven and understand that what's happening on the earth at that moment, that snapshot in time, it's Bible prophecy, and we need to consider ourselves not of this world. We need to, as God's people, acknowledge who we are. If you are a blood-bought child of God, your thinking needs to have the mind of Christ. Your thinking needs to follow the love of Christ, the love of God. 1 John, God is love. If anyone says they love God, but they don't have love, then they're a liar, because God is love. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that. You know these things. But the spirit of murder has been released. So the challenge that all of us are going to have in these end times is to navigate in this dark, dark season, the dark winter that has arrived. We need to be able to navigate with the lamp of God, with the mind of Christ, and the law of God written in our hearts. Civil war is coming, folks. As I stated at the beginning of this program in the opening, I said, if God doesn't intervene, if God does not stop it, this is where we're headed. And it sure looks like the participants on Trump's side are starting to use the rhetoric of murder, of hanging, of shooting, of payback. We're seeing that rhetoric. But on the other side, we're going to also see the same thing, because Satan is behind all of this. Satan has smeared his spiritual residue over the United States of America. And that residue is sprinkling down over the entire landscape. And it's up to us, it's up to you, my friend, to make sure that you don't inhale that darkness. Or if it tries to get a hold of you or infect you, be delivered of it. Tear down the strongholds that are trying to invade. And the stronghold of hatred and murder and bitterness is going to be a very powerful force in these end times. And that thing is going to be fueled by demonic evil spirits. Demons have been loosed over the earth. They have their instructions. Now they move around, they migrate around, but the Bible tells us that Mystery Babylon, which I have stated this many times, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that the United States is one of the layers of Mystery Babylon. Mystery, the daughter of Babylon. I'm not talking about Iraq. The Bible doesn't say Iraq. It says Mystery Babylon, meaning it's a country, a kingdom that behaves like Babylon and is the hammer of the earth and at one time held the heritage of God but then threw it away. Yeah, that's the United States of America. That's us, folks. And it says in Revelation 18 that Babylon has become the prison of demons and every hateful bird. Lilith the owl, demonic creatures, demonic hordes will migrate to Mystery Babylon, which is the United States, and won't be able to leave. And while they're here, they're going to influence God's people. Oh man, there's the train again. Disregard the train, please. But those demons are going to influence people. They're going to try to influence you. They're going to try to get you to stumble, my friends. They are out there right now. So we have to have our armor on. We have to be protected by the Word of God. We have to cover our minds and our hearts with the law of God. We have to do that, folks. I'm looking at the clock. I'm going to have to end this. But ladies and gentlemen, I know I shared a lot, but please, please take these words to heart. Please consider them. Please pray about them and warn your friends, because it's going to get bad. And ladies and gentlemen, if the worst case scenario does happen and civil war begins, please do not allow yourself to get caught up in it. Please. We're going to need the mind of Christ. We're going to need to have the wisdom of God, and we're going to have his protection. There's a lot of things that will sabotage that. When I say that, I mean the protection of God. It is possible to sabotage God's protection over us by our behavior, by our bad choices, by things that we do or don't do. So we're going to be talking about that in upcoming programs because we need to, ladies and gentlemen. At this point in time, I would just say this, folks. Get your hearts right with God. Get your life in order. Start praying more for your family members, for your kids. Pray for your spouse. Have some discussions about this. Talk about it. And say openly with your family, meet with your wives, husbands, wives, talk about this. And you can say, you know what? We need to bump up our activities with God. Let's pray more. Let's read the Bible more. And if some of you are really, really cold in your relationship, then make an agreement with each other as a couple. Let's reboot our love for God. Nathan, that's not spiritual. Reboot your love. Well, Jesus kind of said it. He said, return to your first love. Return and do the first works that you did at the beginning. So in a way, rebooting your love for God, right? Restoring it, coming back, returning. We got to do that, folks. We got to do that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I love you. I really, really do. And it's so good to be back. Allison will be coming back very soon. She's just been busy. And I welcome your prayers, folks, for God's protection here for Watchman's Cry. And folks, I also want to ask that you would pray for us, that for God's providence, supplying our needs. Because we have needs as well. And we're in December now, and I said that in the last program. You know, a few years ago, I remember receiving some Christmas cards from a number of you, and I was able to place those cards around the door to my office. And as I got them, I would add another, and I was able to go all the way around the door jamb with Christmas cards, and I just loved it. I loved seeing letters and the postcards, Christmas cards from you guys, the listeners. So if you want to do it, I welcome those. I really, really love those. And also remember us in your prayers and remember us in your support, ladies and gentlemen, because we could use it and we have bills to pay as well. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to the website at watchmanscry.com, and there's a PayPal link in there, and you can contact us there. All right, folks? Well, I want to thank you for listening. I know I said a lot. Please share this with your loved ones. Please consider and pray about the things that I shared here. Folks, my heart's desire and my soul's desire is to be obedient to God and to warn and to challenge and to awaken God's people, which is us. We need to be ready, folks. There's a lot going on with the COVID thing, the vaccine. We didn't even touch that on this show because the election fiasco seems to be taking place, and we need to have the mind of Christ when it does arrive, all right? So God bless you. Stay vigilant, stay safe, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.